Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
June, I'm leaving.
Dear, could you wait a minute? Beaver has something he wants to ask you.
Oh, I'm picking up Fred Rutherford this morning, dear. And you know how Fred is. If I'm late, he sulks. He won't talk to me all the way to the office.
Is that bad?
Well, come to think of it, I guess it's not. Okay, I'll wait for Beaver. What does he want?
Well, he didn't tell me. He wants to ask you.
Suppose he wants $1.98 again for that genuine Indian tomahawk, the one that was used at Custer's last stand.
Could be. Beaver! Your father's waiting.
Okay, Mom.
Dad, could I have 2 50 cents to join the pigeon club?
Larry, what, you already got there, 2 50 cents. Could I, huh?
Well, wait a minute, Beaver. Slow down. What's this about a pigeon club?
Yeah, Dad. All the guys are getting together and buying pigeons. We're going to teach them to raise and carry messages. Think of the money you'll save in phone calls.
Larry, please, Dad.
Well, Beaver, I think raising pigeons is a fine hobby, but...
I don't know anyone around here who sells pigeons.
I do. Claxton's Pet Store. I already got my 2 pigeons picked out.
You already picked them out?
Yeah, I've been going in there every day now. That's who they'll get acquainted with me. And they won't be scared when I bring them home.
Well, I suppose I could stop in and talk to Mr. Claxton about it.
Yeah, you can stop in and bring him home tonight. Gee, thanks a lot, Dad.
Oh. Here's your lunch.
Thanks. Oh, they're in the bottom cage. Just ask the man for Miss Canfield and Miss Landers.
Miss Canfield and Miss Landers?
Yeah. Mr. Claxton says they're lady pigeons, so I named them after the 2 best teachers I ever had. Miss Canfield and Miss Landers. Thanks a lot, Dad. Bye.
Bye. You think raising pigeons is a good idea?
Well, I really didn't have time to think very much about it. Anyway, seems all of a sudden we have 2 more mouths to feed, huh? Where are your school books, Wally?
I left them at school. We didn't have any homework, so I didn't have any studying to do last night.
Why no homework?
We're having a test today. You gonna get Beaver his pigeons, Dad?
Oh, I think so. A boy should have pets.
Sure, but doesn't turn out like his hamsters. I had to feed them and water them and clean the cage. Then when they conked out, I got blamed.
Well, Beaver's older now. I think he's able to take the responsibility.
You know what he thinks? He thinks he can keep them up in his room. Says he won't even need a cage. Well, so long.
So long. Keep him in his room?
Oh, I think we'll be able to afford the luxury of a cage, dear. Well, I'll see you tonight with Miss Canfield and Miss Landers. Oh. Bye.
Bye. Good day.
We're home, dear. June!
Oh, Ward, am I glad you're home. Dr. Bradley just left the Beaver sick.
Well, he was all right this morning. What is it?
Chicken pox. Broke out at recess.
Oh, the poor little guy. Is it serious?
Oh, no, it's a very light case, but he's going to have to be out of school until next week.
Well, I'll go up and talk to him. These will cheer him up, huh?
Ward, before you go up, have you ever had chicken pox?
Dear, I had every... Now, wait a minute. Come to think of it, chicken pox is the only thing I didn't have.
I think you better keep away from him.
Oh, June.
I don't want them sending you home from recess. You better stay away from me.
Hey, Beaver! I got your pigeons, but I can't come up.
You ought to see me, Dad. I'm all lumped up.
Well, I'll peek in later. Your mother's bringing the pigeons up.
Hey, Mom, I'm home.
Oh, Wally, come in here a minute, will you?
You want something, Dad?
Yeah, Beaver's got the chicken pox. They sent him home from school today.
You'd think if he was going to get sick, he'd get sick on a Monday. Not over the weekend.
Well, I don't think the germs follow the school calendar.
Can I go up and see him now?
No, I don't think you better. You haven't had the chicken pox, and we don't want you coming down with him, too. Right now, he's pretty contagious.
Hey, Dad, maybe they'll come from the Board of Health and stick a sign on the door that none of us can go out, huh?
No, I don't think so, Wally.
Oh, I see you got him, huh, Dad?
Yeah. Didn't Beaver want to keep him in his room for a while?
He was afraid they might get pigeon pox.
Which one's Miss Canfield and which is Miss Landers?
Well, Beaver introduced me, but they both look alike to me. He can tell them apart, though.
Yeah, well, he's been going down to the store and looking at them enough.
He's a little worried about who's going to take care of them.
Gee, Dad, I got stuck with the hamsters, and all I ever got was blamed when they conked out.
Well, we could take them back to the store, I suppose. Seems rather cruel, though, with Beaver lying up there sick in bed.
Well, okay, I'll take care of them. You don't have to make me feel like a heel.
Bye. I know you would. Beaver eat a good supper?
Yes. He'll be all right in a week. He must have asked me 100 times how his pigeons are.
Well, Wally's out in the garage right now feeding him.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I don't know. I just feel kind of itchy.
Oh, Ward, you haven't even been near the beaver. Just your imagination.
Well, if it is, my imagination's been itching in several places. Well, how are our feathered friends?
Oh, they're okay, Dad. Well, I was feeding them. Little Benji came over from next door.
Oh, what did Benji want?
Nothing. He just ate a handful of pigeon food and went home. Hey, Mom, can I go see the beaver now?
No, Wally, but you can go up and talk to him through the door if you want to. You're going to have to sleep in the back bedroom tonight. I don't want you going in his room.
Gee. Even if I held my breath while I was talking to him?
Wally, I think you'd better do what your mother says.
Yes, sir.
Ward, Benji eating a handful of pigeon food, do you think it'll make him sick?
Isn't Benji the one who used to come over and eat dirt out of our flower beds?
Yes.
Pigeon food's a definite improvement.
Hey, Bee, what are you doing?
Well, I would be itching, but I'm not allowed to itch, so I'm not doing anything.
Hey, I fed your pigeons.
Which one ate the most, Miss Canfield or Miss Landers?
Gee, I don't know. Can't tell them apart.
It's easy. Miss Canfield blinks her eyes and Miss Landers doesn't. Well, Miss Landers has longer feathers on her legs.
Gee, to me they just look like a couple of pigeons.
Well, I guess that's because you don't know them as good as I do. Hey, Wally.
What, Babe?
Don't let anything happen to my pigeons.
Well, gee, wasn't my fault about the hamsters.
I know, but don't let anything happen to them anyway. I don't want to feel bad about the pigeons like I did about the hamsters.
Well, don't worry, Beth. Nothing's going to happen to them. Yeah, I got to sleep in the back bedroom tonight.
Gee, last time I slept alone, I thought I saw a ghost. Do you think I'll see one tonight?
Of course not. You think a ghost would come in there and get the chicken pox?
Yeah, anyway, where did he scratch himself?
Polly, want a cracker? Oh, well. Hi, Larry. Hi, Whitey. I was just kind of goofing around.
Oh, sure. Where's Beaver?
He's up in bed. He's got the chicken pox.
I thought he had something when they sent him home yesterday. Can we go see him?
Have either of you guys ever had the chicken pox?
All I had was my appendix out.
I never had nothing with spots.
Well, then you guys better not go see him.
Gee, Wally, what'll I do with Nate now?
Who's Nate now?
They're my two pigeons.
Me and Beaver and Lady got a pigeon club.
We all got two pigeons.
Yeah, but what do you mean, what'll you do with them?
My family's taking me away for the weekend to a hotel. My father says he doesn't know any hotel that takes pigeons. So I thought I could leave them with Beaver's pigeons.
Well, this is no pigeon farm. Why don't you leave them with Whitey here?
I don't want to leave them with Whitey. I left my baseball glove with Whitey once, and he filled it with sand. I don't want him doing anything crazy like that with my pigeons.
Yeah, well, all right, Larry. I guess you can leave him here.
Gee, thanks, Wally.
Hey, Larry, your two pigeons are kind of beat up looking. There isn't anything wrong with them, is there?
No, I brought them over on my bicycle.
Maybe they got car sick.
Yeah, well, I guess they're all right.
Sure they're all right.
Oh, how is he this afternoon?
Well, he still only has 12 spots on his face.
How do you know?
He makes me count them every time I go up. How's your imagination? Still itching?
Oh, you have to remind me.
Dad!
What's the matter?
I just got home from playing baseball. When I looked at Beaver's pigeons, they looked kind of goofy.
Goofy?
Yeah. I think they must have caught something from Larry's pigeons.
Shh. Well, you don't suppose they're sick?
I don't know. Well, I'll go out and take a look at them.
You know, Mom, they kind of look like Beaver's hamsters just before they conked out.
Oh, Wally, I hope not.
Mom! Hey, Mom!
What is it, Beaver?
What's wrong?
Well, there's nothing wrong, dear.
Then how come everybody's whispering?
It's nothing, Beaver. Now you get back in bed.
I'll bet you there's something wrong with my pigeons. I'll just bet you.
See, Dad? This morning they were jumping around. Now they're just sitting there.
Yeah. Well, I'm no expert, but it sure looks to me like we have some sick pigeons here.
Yeah. You know, Dad, with Beaver being sick and all, I just hope one thing.
What's that, Wally?
Well, if any of them are going to conk out, I just hope it's Nate and Al.
Well, Beaver, there's nothing to get excited about.
What's wrong with him, Mom? Well, I'll bet you Wally let him get sick after he promised me not to.
Well, Beaver, I don't think there's anything really wrong with him. But we, your father, thought he ought to take them down to the pet store and have Mr. Claxton look at them.
But, Mom!
Beaver, you shouldn't get this upset.
Gee, wouldn't you get upset if somebody took me away to get looked at?
Well, yes, Beaver, I guess I would. I'm sure they're going to be all right. Oh, Ward, the Beaver's been so upset. How are they?
Oh, they're going to be all right. I won't go into medical terms, but it seems that Miss Canfield and Miss Landers have, lice.
Lice?
Yes, I believe they picked them up from Nate and Al. Anyway, Mr. Claxton gave them a treatment, and I brought some spray home in case it ever happens again.
Hey, Dad, the pigeons look fine. I think I'll go up and tell Beaver they're okay.
Don't go in there.
Oh, no, I won't, Mom. I'll just holler through the door that they were all buggy.
Ward, will you stop that scratching?
Sure, I can't help it.
If you get chicken pox, I'm never going to speak to you again.
Hey, Beaver, your pigeons are all right.
You sure? What was wrong with them?
They had lice.
What's that?
Well, it's kind of like bugs.
How do bugs get on my pigeons?
Well, they must have hopped off Larry's pigeons.
How'd they get on Larry's pigeons?
Well, same way you got the chicken pox. They hopped off someone else.
Oh. What did Mr. Claxton do?
We sprayed him with some junk to get rid of him.
Sure wish there was something they could spray me with.
Well, hi. I thought you went to pick Wally up at Sunday school.
I did. He's out in the garage checking on the pigeons. How's Beaver this morning?
He lost 3 more spots.
Well, that makes us almost even. I've gained 2 more itches.
Well, Ward, maybe you ought to go.
Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad!
Something wrong, Wally?
Yeah, Mom. It's about the pigeons.
Well, did you spray them again?
No, Dad. I don't think that would help. Something got at them.
Something got at them? How do you know?
Well, 2 of them are dead.
Oh, Wally.
Yeah, I guess a cat from across the street must have got in and tipped over the cage. I put the ones that were, in a box.
Oh, the beaver's going to be so upset.
Hey, now, wait a minute. There were 4 pigeons in that cage. Maybe it was Larry's pigeons the cat got.
Gee, I don't know, Dad. They all look the same to me. Hi, Larry.
Wally, I was just in... Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry. Gee, I was just in the garage. What happened to the beaver's pigeons?
You mean those 2 in the cage are yours?
Oh, yeah. They're Nate and Al. What happened to Miss Canfield and Miss Landers?
Well, Larry, I'm afraid a cat got them this morning.
Gee. Does Beaver know?
Not yet, Larry.
I better go tell Whitey. He's a member of the club, so he'd like to know, too.
Hey, Larry. You're sure those are your pigeons?
Sure. A guy knows his own pigeons.
Yeah.
See you, Larry.
See you, Wally.
Well, I suppose someone's got to go up and tell him.
Maybe we could get 2 other pigeons to replace them.
No, that wouldn't work. Like Larry says, a guy knows his own pigeons.
Well, he was taking a nap, but if he's awake, I guess I better go tell him. I'm the only one that can go in the room.
No, Mom. Maybe I better tell him. Well, I was the one that was supposed to be taking care of his pigeons.
Are you sure you want to?
Maybe I can tell him so it won't sound so bad.
Guess this is what happens when you have pets.
No, honey. This is what happens when you have children.
Beaver, are you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake. Mom drew out the shades. I'm just lying here in the dark. I'm pretending it's night. And I'm staying awake when I'm not supposed to.
Well, I have something to tell you.
Should I turn on the light?
No, you better not. It's about Miss Canfield and Miss Landers. Something bad.
They didn't conk out, did they?
Well, no. Something got in and conked them out.
What, Wally?
A cat ate them.
Gee, Wally, did he eat them all up?
No, he just ate enough so they're no good anymore.
Oh.
Gee, Beaver, I'm sorry. I did the best I could.
Well, I know you did.
Beaver, are you crying?
No, I'm not crying.
Gee, how come?
I can't cry. The doctor says if I rub my eyes, the spots will spread.
Oh. Well, is it okay if I go downstairs now?
Sure, it's okay.
fixing Beaver some ice cream.
How is he, Mom?
Yeah, has he said anything?
Well, he called down and wanted me to go up and count his spots again. Only this time, I don't think he really does.
You know, he's had a rough time. To heck with the chicken pox. I'm going to go up and talk to him.
Ward, I don't think you should go.
I'll get it. Hi, Larry. Hi, Whitey.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver. Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Whitey.
We came to make the funeral.
Yeah, for Beaver's pigeons. We brought a box and everything.
We're going to bury him in the yard so Beaver can watch from the window.
Oh, Larry, I don't think so. Do you, Ward?
Well, no. You see, fellows...
Gee, Dad, I think that's a neat idea.
Gee, Mr. Cleaver, Beaver would do it for us if it was our pigeons.
You know, dear, it just might be the right thing. Why don't you go up and tell Beaver to put his bathrobe on and watch out the upstairs window?
All right.
Hey, Wally, where are they?
Up on the shelf. I put them up there in case the cat came back.
Thanks a lot, Wally. Come on, Whitey.
Oh, think we ought to go out and give them a hand?
Gee, no, Dad. You don't want to spoil their funeral.
I could. These here are Beaver's pigeons, which he named after his two teachers, which a cat ate, so he buried them. Yeah. We better take the shovel back before my pop hollers at me.
Hey, Larry! Hey, Larry, how are your pigeons?
They're all right.
Well, if one of them conked out, you wouldn't bury it until I got over the chicken pox, would you?
Heck no, Beaver. I'd save it for you.
So long, Beaver. So long, guys.
Boy, that's the sweetest thing I ever saw.
Yeah. I think they did a fine job.
You know, when something like this happens, I guess making a thing out of it does help for kids.
Oh, not just for kids. Look at the Egyptians. Building that pyramid over King Tut must have made them feel a lot better, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only 5 left.
I think that one's a freckle.
I think so, too. We give you credit for 4. Don't come in.
We're not. Hey, Beav, Wally and I thought we might drop down by the pet store.
Yeah, Beav. You want anything?
No, thanks, Wally.
No? Thought we might pick up a couple of pigeons.
No, Dad. No more pigeons. Not for a while, anyway.
Okay, boy.
Gee, Dad, he doesn't want any pigeons.
I guess I can understand that.
Yeah, but heck, now we're stuck with 5 pounds of bird food and all that bug spray.
Well, Wally, maybe someday we can buy an eagle and hope it has lice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.